Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo kwabo banhliziyo zidakumbileyo. Simamele kwi-app okanye utyelele uradiopulpit.co.za.
Ah, that is Oletta Adams this morning. Holy is the Lamb, and that's how we came out from the positive effects of social media on young people by giving illustrative Masilela, the head of the I Am movement, on Radio Pulpit. Our young people have got their own radio station, I Am Youth, and they can just go on the web and find us right there and start listening. Awesome. I was listening to the three on Friday evening from 6 o'clock up until 8, three young Tsakani and the crew. It was just awesome. I was like, that sounds like really young. They're also the slang they're using is totally not Kinsani. Oh, where did I get Tsakani from? Thank you, Vus. You're a lifesaver. Oh, Sibongile. Yeah, Kensani. It was just awesome. Even the slang, you know, they're using young language. It was just awesome listening to them. For a change, we were listening to the three, Kensani and the crew, from 6 o'clock on Friday. Such a blessing. You should tune in. They are coming back again, not this week. They are not on this week, not this Friday. Next Friday, they will be on air from 6 o'clock up until 8. You can tell your young people to tune in because they are going to be blown away. Things that pertain to them, things that affect them, they will be addressing those. I'm just about to talk to Gia Modise Moloto. She is the founder and CEO of Christian Women Business Network, and we are talking about being authentically us, being authentically you, the importance of that. I always believe and say you are robbing us of you, the talents and the gifts that God has put in you, that he has hidden in you. We are unable to benefit from those. We are unable to eat and grow from those because you are selfish. You want to become somebody else and not you. Can we become ourselves? Can we be authentically us? And don't allow ourselves to become any other person but us. Us, glorifying the Lord with everything that we are, with everything that we do. That's the best thing that we can do for ourselves. Now, I see a family member. I'm not quite sure if it's Mau. How? Good morning, Mau. Good morning. The number at the end, your four digits are 0780. 0780, saying, I'm listening to you this morning and listening to the message of a mother about her son being on drugs and are now clean. Since yesterday, God gave me confirmation of how I should keep on praying for my son that's also on drugs. And I said to God and everyone, I am tired. I'm really tired of praying. But God again said, don't grow weary. Keep on trusting me. So thank you. That is so awesome. I'm going to encourage you further. My nephew was hooked on drugs for many years. I always would watch on TV when people would be looking for their loved ones on the streets, searching for them, driving around, asking, have you seen them? Or passing them somewhere. Or when they see them, their loved ones would even run away because they are on drugs. That happened to us as a family. My nephew had issues that were not addressed as he was growing up. He's so bright. He was a straight A student that he even got two bursaries after school. When he finished his degree, he got two bursaries. But now the enemy came and attacked, and my nephew found himself on the streets, taking crystal meth, at some point taking, there was this expensive drug. He started with the expensive drug. He ended up on crystal meth. He has tasted cocaine. He has tasted dacha as well. But now he was stuck on crystal meth. He himself never thought he can be cleaned from it. We kept on praying for him. We kept on showing him love, even when he would even take things from the house and go by to get a fix. We kept on praying and praying and praying. Today, my nephew is clean. He was also admitted or taken into second chance recovery as well. He has been to Kagiso for rehabilitation. He ended up at Second Chance. He relapsed. He came back. Now, even when he's stressed up, even when he's going through things, he is able to deal and to cope with whatever that he's faced with. God made a way. As we were praying, God made a way for his healing. Don't lose heart. Don't lose strength. My nephew is free of drugs. He just got married. He just got married last month. We went and paid his lobola. I was part of the delegation that went to pay lobola. He paid his lobola. He is so clean. He looks so handsome as ever. He smells good. He loves the new family that he has. He's working. Yes, he's enjoying what he does. He wants to grow from that. Never lose heart. We fight and fight until the end. Remember, our battle is not that of flesh and blood, but it is of we are fighting principalities, the rulers. So keep fighting. Keep fighting. May the Lord Holy Spirit also give you strength to keep on fighting. I'm now joined by my beautiful queen. And I'm talking about the founder and CEO of Christian Women Business Network. I'm talking about Kia Modise Moloto. Oh, Kia, good morning. Good morning.
How are you? Good morning.
It's a good morning, isn't it? How's that side?
It's a good morning.
Yeah, this is how I'm feeling.
Oh, wow. I need that.
My queen, we are talking about being authentically ourselves, the importance of that. I always believe that people who are not themselves, they rob us. Hi, they are robbing us. They are robbing us of a lot. Books that are hidden in them, things that are stored in them, that God has...
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
Now you're back. You're fine.
Is it?
You were on mute, I think.
No, yeah. Not even. I didn't touch anything. Here are my hands. But... I believe that people who are not themselves, who are not doing what God said they ought to do, who desire to be other people, who envy other people's things, they are robbing us big times. They are robbing us of books that are hidden in them, ideas that are hidden in them, so much that is hidden in them, because God created us different. Everyone is unique and everyone has a calling. We might be doing the same thing, but it's not going to be the same because the anointing is different. Am I wrong?
You are so correct. You are correct, my queen. First of all, good morning. Thank you for the invitation to be here.
Thank you, my queen.
It is so good to connect with your family again.
Always.
Yes, you are very correct, Sis Bongile. You are very correct. More than anything, yes, you can say they are robbing us of them and the gifts that are in them, but they are also robbing themselves.
Ish, yeah.
Because our authenticity, the core of who we are, is the foundation of the life that we are meant to live. It's the foundation of the journeys and the different paths that we are supposed to be taken to that destiny that God has created for each and every one of us before we were even born. So hiding who you are or not living your true authentic self, you are robbing yourself of a good life, God, because God only is a giver of good things. Mm. And then again, you are robbing those that are around you, us that are, whether you want to say in the world or in the kingdom, you are robbing us of what God sent you to give to us, for us to experience through you.
And I've learned that God has made you the way you are with those beautiful eyes for a reason. God has made you the height you are, the weight you are, the shoe size that you wear for a reason. It's not by mistake that you are you and you're created the way. It's connected to your purpose, right?
You know, when you say that, Siswongile, I'm going to say something that sometimes, okay, let me just put a disclaimer. Whatever I say, I am not, it's not boosting for me. It's boosting in the Lord and just sharing the things that he has helped me to discover, the revelations to me and the understanding. So what you are saying is something that I learned probably about 5-8 years ago, that when people meet me, when you meet me, without a doubt, you will think that I'm half the age that I really am.
You do. You still and look that way.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, people say I look the same age as my daughter. Mm. But what that has done is that I, as you know, I run the organization Bontle Bame, which empowers and coaches teen girls in unfortunate circumstances. So because of the way that I look, because they think I'm their age, we are able to have authentic conversations. They are able to tell me things that they will not tell their aunt or their mother, who at times are younger than me. Mm-hmm. But because I look young and my attitude and my vibe is the way it is, and through answering to my calling and being authentically who I am, I'm able to connect with these young girls and I'm able to teach, empower, and maybe even change their outlook on life.
Sure. Because of the way
so
you are.
So you are very right that everything is for a reason.
But I always ask myself, or I think, I may be wrong, you can correct me. I think if somebody envies you and they want to be you and they want to copy you, we have artists. Kiamuri Semoloto will sing, and we love Kiamuri Semoloto. We support, we go everywhere when Kia has a gig or anything like that, and we support. And then I see Kia and I want to become Kia. And I sound like it. We have seen that happening. I always ask myself, do you love yourself when you're doing that? Yeah. I ask myself, does this person love themselves? Because it means there's hidden treasure in them that they themselves haven't discovered. What would make somebody do that to themselves?
Your question is very correct. Do they love themselves, you know? But most importantly, I think, is the question of, do they know who they are? Do they know themselves? Because when you don't know yourself, you will try to be every other thing that is attractive to you or that you think is good, you know, because you don't know that you are also gifted in a unique way, that it is your responsibility to allow yourself to be naturally you in order to discover your talents and your gifts. And then we all build on that. You know, a few weeks ago, I was in a conference and a woman said the following words, do not desire my glory when you don't know my story.
Yeah.
Because you will not know how I got here. You will not know what suffering or what experiences or what I have had to overcome to be who I am today, to be doing what I am doing, to be able to do what I'm able to do. You don't know the journey that I have walked, that I have experienced. So it is a waste of time. It is an insult to God to not allow ourselves to be, to represent the authenticity of what's in us. It's such a big subject, and I think we are belittling it. I think so much more has got to be said about Swangile and why Swangile is here and what Swangile can offer. As Swangile was created, God says that I created you before you were born, before you were developing in your mother's womb. I already knew you.
Yeah.
Which means that God looked at his plan And he said, there is a piece of puzzle missing in this plan. Therefore, I'm going to create Sibongile, who is able to do 1, 2, 3, and 4, who is going to have these experiences that are going to build her in order for this piece of the puzzle to fit in perfectly, so that the whole plan that I have for the world, for her family, for her community, can come to reality. So when we don't, come on, man, we only have one lira. We only have one Sibongile. Do you know what I mean? I want to say we only have one Puleng match, you know? And Puleng is a good example of somebody that chose to be herself, because she was doing well in Afropop. She was on stage with the Lion King and she was doing well. But she said to me, we interviewed her for Arise magazine a few months ago. She said to me, it did not roll off the tongue easily because she was just trying. But when she came back and said, I want to do what I feel in my heart God gave me talent to do, and that is to write and sing gospel with my voice without molding it to sound like whoever or whoever, she wins awards every single year because she's being authentically herself. Her following is growing, because when we are truly ourselves and we present ourselves in an authentic way, we also connect with people easier. People can see the real you. People can find themselves in you. People can be inspired by the truth that you carry, because that's how we connect, heart to heart. You see what I'm saying?
Sure. How do I go back and fix things? I may find myself now copying somebody. I love it. I love it when people have got mentors. And I always say, if you love what Gia is doing and you want to be in that space, go ask from Gia, get advice from Gia, even ask Gia to mentor you. But to make sure that I don't lose my authenticity, what is it that I should do? That I remain myself. I don't become a little gear. I have seen with young children. I used to go to another church when I got to town, when I had to move from the township and move to town. And I remember there were some young children who were around 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, up until 18. They were exactly a replica of their pastor, how they would dress, how they would do their hair, how they would walk and start talking and their mannerisms. And I was like, wow, what is this now? You know, but I understood that they held him in high regard. But then when we hold somebody in high regard, how do we make sure that we don't lose ourselves in it? Still, when we are learning from them,
it's a journey, and it starts with how we parent. It starts with how we are parented. It starts with the community, the close community that we grow up in. Are we teaching our children to be true? Are we teaching our children to introspect and reflect? Are we teaching our children to dream? Do we give our children room to be themselves, or are we always correcting and saying, don't do this, don't do that, do not draw, practice your mathematics? We need to, as parents, we need to give our children room to become. Now, we are adults, you and I, right now, and we find ourselves in circumstances or in situations or in a phase where we ask ourselves, who am I? Pila pila, who am I? And what am I meant to do? A lot of people talk about, I still don't know what my purpose is.
Yeah.
And, you know, grown men and women are still asking, I'm not sure what my purpose is. And I always say, the answer to who you are, the answer to what your purpose is within you. It's a question of asking yourself simple questions. For example, what do I enjoy? Do I enjoy soccer? Do I enjoy writing? Do I enjoy singing? Do I enjoy solving problems? And when you look at that and you follow those crumbs, it leads you to your purpose.
Mm.
It leads you to the area where you are called, to the area where God designed you for you to operate and function and influence and impact and even lead.
Mm.
To these days, people are able to go to coaches and, as you said, to find mentors,
mm-hmm.
Counselors.
Mm.
If you're truly serious about identifying who you are, the life you're meant to live, your purpose, your calling, what brings you joy is always what I ask. It starts with what brings you joy. And from that, your joy is the root of, okay, now I have a feeling that I enjoy being surrounded by people.
Mm.
What other talents do I have? What other gifts do I have? What other yearnings do I have? When you collect those, and whether you write them down and you meditate on them and you keep on reflecting and you keep on doing, you will find yourself.
Mm.
We can't be, there's only one Oprah Winfrey. They have come and gone trying to be Oprah Winfrey. Oprah Winfrey has succeeded in her field. She's over 70 now because she has been authentically herself, doing even things that others do not think that she should be doing. But it is those very things that have kept her in this path, in her journey, in her unique journey, successfully so, because she was not trying to be anybody else.
Mm.
And I repeat, Queen, that do not look for my glory. Do not want or desire my glory when you don't know my story.
The cost of being you.
Hey.
Will I be? Some people won't even, they don't know that they can even die if they have to pay the cost of being you.
Yeah.
They don't know what
even
you
had
to.
Even sometimes myself, I don't want it. Myself, I don't want it. I ask God, did I have to go through that?
Yeah.
But you know, the things that we go through is not only for us being refined, but it is for those that are around us to be empowered, to be supported, to be.
So
for somebody to look at Gaya and say, if Gaya could do that, I can also.
So you become that tree that is planted, that people can now start eating the fruits thereof, that people can now start sitting under and enjoy the shade, because now you are the tree. But now Sibongile looks at you and she wants that tree. She wants the apples on the tree and the oranges. She wants the whole thing, but she doesn't know the cost it took to start that tree from the roots and to grow that tree.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And you also, Sibongile also does not know the seed.
Hey.
The seed of the tree.
Yeah.
But you want to be the tree.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
You don't know where it comes from, because God planted the seed. God created the seed and he planted it on a particular soil in a particular area.
Mm.
For it to grow in a way that he intends for it to grow, so that it shelters and it feeds those they are meant, the tree is meant to feed.
Mm.
So you are looking at the tree, and I understand, thank God, and I'm growing as I go. I understand better as I go. The vision becomes clearer as I go. I understand that my role is to heal.
Mm.
I understand that my role is to inspire.
Mm.
I understand that I easily make connection with people that may feel like they don't belong. So I understand that is my nation, because the Bible says that he consecrated you and made you a prophet for a nation.
Mm.
So each and every one of us has people that we are assigned to serve and to help, you know, to guide and lead, to influence. So when we are not being ourselves, we are missing that part as well.
Sure.
You know, I was thinking when you suggested the topic to me this morning, I thought to myself, you know, it is like gold.
Mm.
When gold is underground, it has got no value and it's got no beauty. You know, so when we are hiding who we are hiding the gold. But when we allow for us to shine and come out, to really live and blossom, then that beautiful gold starts to be seen. And the journey, the suffering is the refinement and the processing of me becoming Sibongile today.
Sure.
And being able to play the role that I'm created for.
Sure.
And it brings you joy, and it brings those that are around you joy and enlightenment and growth opportunities. It's a big responsibility for us to be authentically who we are meant to be.
Sure. My queen, let's take a break and then come back. I'm just thinking as we are talking earlier on, a mother gave a testimony of her son who was on drugs now serving in the church. And we just encourage another mother who's praying for her son. And I'm just thinking to myself, somebody might not even understand what these young men are going through, but it might be that this is the cost they are paying for who they ought to be. Yeah. And the enemy would have thrown drugs their way, trying to destroy their lives. And the families are praying. What I have learned is that even those who are taking drugs, they're not happy about themselves. They don't like who they become. But when now, if we can call the son to give a testimony who's working in the church, we are going to find gold, the gold that you're talking about. So you never just admire the tree and want to be the tree and forgetting about yourself, not knowing the seed, not knowing what it took for it to grow, to become that. Be yourself, work on yourself, invest in yourself. Allow the Lord to do that. Let me acknowledge, and I see Musiami Tlalang. Good morning. And thank you so much, Musiami, for joining us. Grace Tebo. Grace gives me this feeling, my queen, that she's like up. She can't even sit. She's on her feet. She's like, amen. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, Grace.
Profound.
Yes, Grace.
Yes. Amen.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a family member on the line. I wanted to take a break, but please try to call again. I'm trying to take your call. I wanted to take a break, but I saw you calling in. And Hetty Mills says, good day. I just want to confirm that you Hetty, our client services will be in contact with you. Don't worry, somebody will come back to you. I see Grace is laughing at what I'm saying, but I guess I'm right. Nick Grace, you are on your feet. Hi family, how are you?
I'm blessed beyond measure. How are you, Sis?
I'm blessed of the Lord, Babunkosi. Welcome.
Amen. Sis Kia, how are you there?
I am so good. Thank you so much. How are you?
I'm blessed beyond measure. Yeah. Hey, Sis Bongile.
Yes, sir.
Yabonu. I got two of Abantu Ziashis.
Hey. Utlababelwa.
Ngoba ezinye ezincane kuneyawo zakho, ezinye ezikulu ziyakudripa. Akufuneki ukufaka iy'cathulo zabanye abantu.
Yeah.
Uma ungabheka udadewabo uMoss. Ngenkathi bacomplaina ukuthi why wena kufanele kube wuwo uNkulunkulu ekahlala akhuluma nawe.
Hey.
Abazange bayimele uma uNkulunkulu sokufanele akhulume nawe.
Yeah.
Thatha lokho okulingene wena ngoba uNkulunkulu umathi ngifuna ukukuthumela ukuthi ushumayele amasotsha empini. Usuke akufake into ezokusustaina le empini.
You have already conquered the lion and the bear.
Yebo. Usuke so manje uma mina ngizobona wena uya ku Rwanda ufika ushumayela amasotsha ba receive salvation nami ngithi hayi nyaya.
Yeah.
Bazongidubula ngakari noyiwana ngakari receive salvation.
Yeah.
Ngoba anginayo lento unkulunkulu akakunike
ayifake ku
yebo mina unkulunkulu akangithumanga lapho njengoba asho ukuthi find your purpose ukuthi ukuthume kuphi
right
unkulunkulu wathuma uPaul wathi kuPaul ngikuthuma kuma Gentiles hayi ukuthi sonke kunala sithunywe khona asifuneni ukuthi sithunywe kuphi sithunywe ini
right
siza naloko esithunywe kona
wow thank you so much Babunkosi that was so awesome that was so profound right there Babunkosi also says that we need to know and find out go find out what you've been called for and do exactly that because putting other people's shoes it's very costly because some shoes are small some are too big and you can't walk in any of these. You gotta wear your own shoes. He says, if the Lord has told Gia to go talk to people in the army, he shouldn't be desiring that and saying, because you're doing that, I'm going to do it. Because what if Gia can go to Rwanda and speak to them and preach the gospel and everything is right? But with you, you might even be killed before you even start opening your... When you open your mouth and talk about Jesus, you're killed before even one is saved because that is not your assignment. That is not what you're called for. There is a price to pay for what you're not called for. I was thinking about David as he was talking that David was prepared for everything. That's why the Lord sent him where he was because he had already defeated the lion and the bear. And I was also reminded of the son of Sceva. You remember the sons of Sceva who went and said, in the name of Jesus, and the demon said, Jesus we know, Paul we know, but who are you? Sometimes you'll come up against such because you're not you. You're not doing what you've been called to do. My queen, can we take a break and then come back to talk? Let me read Grace. Grace, where are you again? Quickly. Sometimes we know that we are called for, or we know what we are called for, but we try to run away from it. And so we end up doing some things that will hurt us or just hit the wall and just get some scratches for a lesson. Yo. I don't want to come from that angle, my queen. I don't know about you. I'd rather do and be me and do me, do what I've been called for, rather than to come back and I'm injured because I wasn't me. Sure.
Yeah. You know, when we look at the, when we look at people that we call successful.
Yeah.
Those people are unique.
Yeah.
When we, wherever you are, whatever you're interested in, look at the people that are successful in the things that you're interested in.
All right.
Truly successful, that are outstanding. Mm. Those people are unique. And one person that comes to mind is your Mandela, President Mandela. Mm. One person that comes to mind is President Obama. For him to be the first Black African President of America. Mm-hmm. He could not have done it if he was imitating somebody. Mm-hmm. He could not have done it if he was, if he didn't have the heart and that special calling for him to take that position, which looks very glamorous to us. It looks like I want to achieve that kind of success, but only him and his journey and what God has put in him could place him in that position of being president of America. Another example, my friend Lyra, she's been through it all, but because she is where she's called to be, she's still succeeding. She's still influencing. She's a living testimony, living alive. Every day she shows us what God can do when you're in your rightful position, when you're in your calling, when you are in your field, when you are using the tools and the talents and the gifts and the passions that he has given to you. So imagine if we all just went for what is inside us.
Yeah. That would be awesome. It would be a beautiful day on earth. Lyra still continues even after she was hit by a stroke. And she still continues on where God has planted her and where God is has sent her to be. And she's flourishing in that space. Let's take a break, my queen.
She's flourishing.
Let's take a break. We are coming back. Taking the sounds of Mabongi Mabaso this morning. And the title of the song is Praises. We're coming back.
657 AM. Streams of blessings.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up. A time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
15 minutes just before we say hello to Germany, Yanni Pelso on Perspective. He's coming through at 11 o'clock and afterwards you are going to be with Luko Mkwedi Puti on Heart to Heart. And my family, we're just having a great time learning together with my queen, Kia Modise Molonto from Christian Women Business Network, and I'm excited about it. My queen, let's close our discussion. What do we say in closure? I know you got some awesome announcements that you want to share with us.
Before I make my announcement, I want to share from the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 16. Right. We can all go read it in different versions. Mine says, a man's gift makes room for him and brings him before the great. There's another version, I'm not sure which one it is, that it says it puts him in front of kings. And the one thing about being in front of kings is that life in front of a king will be good. A king will not eat and you're hungry. When you're in front of a king, you're in front of opportunities. So when we live our true selves and we use the gifts that God has given us and we are responding to the calling from God, we place ourselves one way or the other in front of kings.
Right.
And when we do that, we can only flourish from that position.
Mm. Sure.
I have many more other scriptures that I can share with our family to showcase and to prove the importance and the necessity of living our true lives.
Mm-hmm.
When we live our true lives, we also stay on the path that God created for us. And that path is the path that leads us to the destiny, to the harvest, to the prosperity that He has designed for us before we were even born. So trying to be like somebody else or do what others are doing instead of what you're called to do,
mm-hmm.
you are depriving yourself of the joy and the harvest and the prosperity and the blessing and the experiences that are part of your particular journey. I can go on about this, my sister, because I am passionate about it and I live it. It's not easy. When you're living your purpose, when you're being true to yourself, it's not always easy. But the joy that comes with it, mm-hmm. knowing that you're not alone, when you're doing what God wants you to do, you know you're not alone and He's with you every step of the way. You are supported. You've got a pillar to lean on and miracles come your way.
Amen to
that. You want
that.
Me to make my announcement?
Before you do that, I just want to give Grace the book of Proverbs that you read. It's Proverbs 18 verses 16. Proverbs 18 verses 16. And Grace says, there is so much peace in doing you. So much joy and fulfillment, and that is filling the void. Thank you so much, Grace, for also your contribution, my family, on that. There is so much fulfillment in that. When you do what you have been called to do. And I think, my queen, it's also us allowing God's will in our lives, allowing God to do his will through us, because he has created us exactly for whatever that he has designed us for. So, time for the announcement. Let's do this for the announcement. You can share your announcement with us.
Wonderful. I think I've got three announcements that I want to share with our family. Number one, mm-hmm. as you know, Arise Magazine is part of the products and the message that we share with the world. So Arise Magazine, our latest issue is coming out and will be in shops tomorrow. So be on the lookout for it. Arise Magazine. In our winter spring issue, and we are in Checkers, we are in Pick and Pay. You can also get us online at arisemags.com. Mm-hmm. So it's www.arisemags.com. That's the one thing. The other announcement that I'm very excited about is the Sisters in Ministry Fill Her Cup breakfast that we are hosting on the 18th of September. You know, as the Christian Women Business Network, we are about creating a safe space for business women, for women in ministry and professional career women. So this September, we are having a special morning, Fill Her Cup, for those women that are in ministry, whether you are a pastor, whether you are a worship song leader, whether you are in, you're leading children's ministry, or you are part of that particular team. As long as you work in ministry, you are a woman that we want to come together with you, spend a loving and pampering morning with you, just pouring into each other so that we can go back and do what we do, refreshed and rejuvenated, and knowing that we are not alone, and you know, there's a sisterhood in ministry. I am so excited about that, you know, and it's happening in Midrand. All the information is on our website, or I can be contacted for more details. And then now, Swangile, you will not believe.
Should I do it again? Should I do this again?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. The established Business Women Networking Summit, the date has come out, and it is the 1st and the 2nd of November.
Yeah.
And we have partnered, we are partnering with Gibbs Business School, and we are hosting the summit at Gibbs in Melville in Johannesburg on the 1st and the 2nd of November. We are literally launching Entrepreneurship Month.
Wow.
So those 2 days, as much as we are celebrating 7 years of the Christian Women Business Network, we will be opening the month for where we celebrate entrepreneurship in South Africa, if not the world. I might be wrong, but I think it's a global celebration. We will be having, as you know, we are hosting the gala dinner on the Friday.
Yeah.
We are having the established Business Women Awards for those women that are doing wonderful things in their corners. We are then having a full conferencing summit the following day on a Saturday, and amazing speakers, amazing networking, pop-up stalls. It's just going to be fun. It's going to be, and it's a celebration of our 7 years. So it's going to be something special. I'm looking forward to that. I have not made the announcement. This is the first time we're announcing it, because everything was signed and sealed yesterday.
Wow. Praise the Lord for that. And praise the Lord for using the airwaves of Radio Pulpit to make the first announcement.
Yes.
Wow, my queen. So for further information, where do we
go? But you're also a partner there.
Yeah. So for further information,
you go to their website, Christian.
Yes, my queen.
Christian Women Business Network. Christian Women Business Network.com. Our WhatsApp number is 082-970-6035. Our social media is Christian Women Business Network with the green and gold logo.
Wow.
The information is there.
Wow, thank you so much, my queen, for talking to us. I know we'll be talking about these as days go by, but we had to share the first announcements really today. So thank you so much. May the Lord keep growing you, keep keeping you, and keep impacting and influencing women out there to serve their purpose, what they have been called to do. Thank you. May God bless you. Love you.
Yes. God bless you. God bless the family.
Wow. Thank you so much. And my family, we are signing out. Thanks to Kia Modise Moloto. Do remember that her, you can send her a WhatsApp on 082-970-6035 for further information. 082-970-6035. Alternatively, you can look for Christian Women Business Network with the green and gold logo on social media platforms as well. Go, let's attend. And I hope you've been waiting for this time. I mean, we spoke about it at the beginning of the year somewhere, and now everything is happening. The magazine is out tomorrow. And the other conference is happening for ladies. Is it a conference? Let me just go check again. It's a breakfast, Sister in Ministry, Fill My Cup breakfast is happening. And the celebration, the 7 year celebration, happening on the 1st and 2nd of November. It's going to be beautiful. We can't wait. Now, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of our Lord Holy Spirit rest and abide with you now and forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Go out there and be yourself.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of Life.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.